Novel Audio presents White Like Me, Reflections on Race from a Privileged Son, the remixed, revised, and updated edition by Tim Wise, read for you by the author.
Audiobooks.com Publishing presents White Like Me, Reflections on Race from a Privileged Son, the Remix, Revised and Updated Edition, written by Tim Wise, read by the author. The following is a disclaimer concerning certain language used in the preceding audiobook. As an author and activist confronting issues of racism and discrimination in the United States, I am acutely aware of the way in which racial slurs can be injurious to those against whom they are used. As an aspiring anti-racist white ally, I am especially sensitive to the effect of such language when verbalized by white Americans. As such, it has long been my practice not to audibilize racial slurs when speaking. However, I have occasionally included racial slurs in my written work, specifically when quoting someone else or referring directly to the statements of others. I have done this so as to signal the intensity of the racism involved in given situations and so as to faithfully reflect what others have indeed said. Because this is an audio version of previously written material, I was faced with a dilemma concerning the use of a particular racial slur in this version of White Like Me. My initial instinct was to bleep out the word, but ultimately I decided that to do so would have compromised the integrity of the stories in which the slur appeared. It would have chopped up the narrative in such a way as to cause the stories in which the slur appeared to lose much of their impact. As such, I have left the word in despite my misgivings about doing so. It is my sincere hope that my use of the word in this volume, in the context within which it appears, will be understood as a literary necessity and not prove injurious or hurtful to those who hear it, even in that context. I apologize in advance to any and all who will be bothered and/or offended by my use of the word here, and wanted all listeners to at least know the reasoning behind the decision, even if you ultimately disagree with it. Preface to the Revised Edition. When I first thought of writing White Like Me, I never anticipated that it would strike the chord it seems to have struck with so many, that it would be taught in hundreds of colleges, even high schools, or that it would be read by so many who would then let me know how the work had affected and even changed them. In one case, I was informed that my words had helped save a marriage. I felt pretty good about that until a few months later, at which point I was told by someone else that my book had helped hasten her divorce. I apologized for any role I may have played in the dissolution of her relationship, but was told not to worry, that it had been for the best, and that it had taken my book for her and her now ex-husband to realize that their differences, rooted in racial identity and their experiences around racism, were too vast to bridge. Okay, then, I guess you're welcome, was all I could think to say. Not very prose-worthy, but it was the best I could come up with at the time. Yet, even as White Like Me has made such an impact, like any book on a topic as fluid as race, it runs the risk of becoming dated. The contours of the racial dialogue in the United States are constantly changing, so in order to stay relevant, this volume needed yet another updating, especially after the election of Barack Obama as president in November of 2008. Considering how quickly folks rushed to pronounce the United States post-racial in the wake of Obama's victory, after all, how can we have a race problem and how can there be white privilege if a man of color can be elected president, I knew almost as soon as he had won that I would need to revisit the main theses of this book yet again. In the meantime, I've written two other books challenging the post-racial thesis, Between Barack and a Hard Place and Colorblind, but given the shelf life of White Like Me, addressing some of the same issues within these pages seems equally important.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?